Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here. More importantly, our part two of our discussions with Dr. Phyllis Cole Costin, the author of Celebration of Success, a wonderful book. And speaking to her from West Virginia, I believe. How are you, Doc?
I'm just fine, thanks.
And I'm right, you're in West Virginia.
That's right.
I was just talking to you off air, and we I asked you if you're ever in Florida, and you say you are, but you know, you're not, obviously, fortunately, not currently there. But you do. You spend some time down there?
We spend from middle January till the end of March.
Now, the areas that were hit by Irma, by Hurricane Irma, is that anywhere in your neck of the woods?
We go around Orlando.
Oh, Orlando. Okay. Yeah, very nice. And do you write when you're down there? Or do you find you write more in West Virginia? Is there a preference?
I do most of my work in West Virginia.
Yeah, and always, right? I mean, home is where you write. Have you found over the years?
I still have an office at West Virginia Wesleyan, and if I do any writing, I often go up to my office. The college has been very gracious to let me keep an office.
Yeah, that's right. What did you teach over there?
I taught, my main first job was I started a learning center, a study skills center in 1963 to help students improve in their reading and study skills. I actually started at Speed Reading and then felt that some books needed to be tasted and others chewed and digested, so moved into study skills. And then I taught in the Christian Education Department and the Education Department.
So that's interesting. If I heard you right, you said speed reading?
Yeah, I first started teaching speed reading.
Yeah, what is involved with speed reading? So many people hear about it. We heard President Kennedy was a speed reader, and some other people, and we don't know what's lore and what's...
One of the keynotes is to learn to see an eyeful of words. You can't see word by word, or you have to be able to see in a group of words at a time.
Ah, very interesting. And do you find that... that people absorb what they take in when they read it quickly, or is this just for certain applications?
Well, you'll be interested to know, I think, that people who read word by word are really often, not always, often poor readers, because the short-term memory can only hold seven items, and if you read one by word by word, you forget the first part of the sentence if it's a long sentence before you get to the end. So you need to learn to read in phrases.
When did you first learn this? When did you see this?
Oh, I don't remember now, but it's something I learned as I was working with students.
Are there things that you know, as an educator, that you learned, that you know and you know well, but for some reason prefer not to teach?
Well, I taught. My life was, I'm a teacher.
Yeah, I know, but are there things that you know that you would prefer not to teach for one reason or another?
Oh, I can't think of any. I don't, that's a hard question.
You're an open book, in other words. You don't, whatever you know, you're open to teaching folks.
Oh, yeah. I'm very open.
Well, and again, let me remind folks, if you're just turning on your radios or if you're just tuning in, Dr. Phyllis Cole Costin, wonderful author, educator, and individual who doesn't mind giving off the information she has, speaking to her from West Virginia. Celebration of Success is the name of the book that we're focused so much on, and you can get that on Amazon and anywhere they sell fine books. Do you want to give a website, or do you want to give a social media site where people can kind of follow what you're doing, Doc?
No, I do have a website. It's just Phyllis Cole Costin.
Yeah. Well, let me get back to the education end. When did you start teaching? When did you start realizing the information that you've gathered is something important to pass on?
Well, I started to teach in the 50s. I graduated from college in 53 and began teaching right away. Then I went to graduate school and started teaching in the mid-50s, 55, 56, something like that.
Yeah. That being said, do you have a teacher or do you have a mentor that you can point to that you can think about that that has had an effect on you and maybe steered you in this direction?
Well, I had a wonderful woman at West Virginia Wesleyan, Miss Nellie Wilson. And one thing that I remember from her teaching that really influenced me was she always said, remember students' interests, needs, and capacities. Now, I changed that a little bit to say interests, needs, and abilities. But that has been very important keynote for me. I always try to look at the individual, what they're interested in, and their abilities. I think that individualization is very important, especially when, since I spent a lot of time with students with disabilities, that's key. But it's good for, it's really important for everyone.
Yeah, I agree with you. Any difference between students then, when you started, and students now? I mean, a lot of changes have happened in technology. A lot of change. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I think students today have a better grasp of technology, and they have the computers, and so that has made a terrific difference, I think.
I think Time Magazine, on the, maybe it was the 50th anniversary of Sesame Street, came, and they did a cover story on the programming and how it changed us as a society. And they asked the question somewhere along the line, might have been right on the cover, did this create the most educated generation known to man, or did it create, you know, in essence, ADD, short attention span, theater for everyone? If you were asked that same question, and again, you could use Sesame Street as a basis, but educational television, the entertainment / entertainment educational television of Sesame Street, the Electric Company, all others that came afterwards, has it helped? Has it hurt? Has it had no effect?
I think it's helped. I especially liked Mr. Rogers. I liked the way he taught values and made children feel they were special.
Started in Pittsburgh, by the way. Started.
I think of all the children's programs, I list Mr. Rogers as first.
Yeah, you know, Mr. Rogers started in Pittsburgh, I believe. That was his first. His first television station was somewhere not too far from you. Did you have any interaction with him?
I didn't know him, but I know how important he was, and I've read his life story and books about him. I like the way I used to like my children watching him. And I can remember one day when he was, when my kids were about fifth and sixth grade, and they were in the next room watching television, and it was Mr. Rogers' time, and they were watching something else. And I said, Mr. Rogers is on. And they said, we're too old for Mr. Rogers. And I remember saying to them, I'm not. And I think it's because it's all, for everyone, it's good to hear you're special, you can do things. And that was one key thing he did that I think helped many children to feel they had ability. And some people criticized his slow manner, but his slow manner was helpful for many children.
Yeah, I liked how he approached it. I liked that my children, enjoyed his type of television, and you know, I certainly did, and I think all of that had a tremendous effect. But again, Pittsburgh. He started out in Pittsburgh, I believe, unless I'm, forget. Yeah.
Hometown. I live in West Virginia, but I was born and raised in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and he did his first station, his first PBS affiliate. Was out of that area, that neck of, unless I'm wrong, unless I'm misremembering somehow, but he was. And It's interesting that that's where he went. Pittsburgh, again, I know we spoke about it, but it's a hardworking blue collar area, and now it's changed into a technology area. But I think it's appropriate that it has, because technology is what's driving us. So, you know, in essence, you have the children and the grandchildren of steelworkers, hardworking men and women, that are now surrounded by the newest and the hottest technology. It's appropriate. It makes sense.
Right.
I mean, your thoughts on that, that in general, and the reason why Pittsburgh may be now a hotbed. I mean, is it because of Carnegie Mellon? Is it because of University of Pittsburgh? Why is it that Pittsburgh has become a hotbed of technology?
Well, I'm not exactly sure why it developed. It was a steel mill, steel mill town when I was growing up. And, of course, as steel became less and more technology, sort of took over some of the steel mills, I really don't have an answer for that.
Well, let me remind folks, once again, you're hearing the voice of Dr. Phyllis Cole Costin. And she is the author of Celebration of Success. We urge everyone to get this. And this is part two of a wonderful discussion with the educator and the author and someone who's really studied success. Now, I don't want to give out spoilers because we want everyone to go get the book and so forth. But give us a synopsis of the book. What is it? From if you had to put it in a couple of sentences, describe your book to us.
Well, the book is a story of successful young people who were told they might never succeed in college, and they did. Then we had a special program and decided to meet their needs. And one thing I like about and wrote in the book, the purpose was to allow others to succeed. And I tried then, therefore, in the book to have, at most end of most chapters, I asked the students to give some tips for success. And I think that was an important part of the book. I think students need to read that. For instance, I have a book on my lap now, and one tip from one girl was never give up. And that was never give up. It's interesting. I just turned to another page, and sure enough, that tip, never give up, was there too. And I'll just read a few from this one student. Never give up. Do your best. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Believe that you can do anything you are determined to do. Get appropriate accommodations for taking tests. While in college, use the accommodations you need. I asked each student as I interviewed them for the book and wrote their stories to give me their tips. This one tip from a young man is one of my strong points in teaching is know your learning style, how you learn as a learner, and how to use this knowledge. I think it's very important that students know how they learn. Not everyone learns the same way, so it's important you know how you learn. And I think teachers need to help students find out their best learning style. This tip also by the same young man is don't be afraid to get help. And that's another tip that I think is extremely important for students with a learning disability, but with any other student. Another tip, I have a book here with tips. Develop the attitude, how can I make this succeed? And discover your passion and go for it. That's just a few of the tips, but I think it's important for students who have succeeded to share their experiences with others.
Yeah. Again, Dr. Phyllis Cole Costin is the voice you're hearing, Frank McKay here with her, and just wonderful, wonderful author of Celebration of Success. And she hails from Pittsburgh and, you know, from West Virginia, by way of Pittsburgh. And we're talking in the wake of her book getting so much response and so much positive response. Success is a big subject of mine, a favorite subject of mine. Frank McKay here with Dr. Phyllis Cole Costin. And I read quite a bit of what I call self-help, and I read about success, and I like talking to success philosophers, yourself obviously included. Do you have a self-help author that you like, that you appreciate? Is there somebody that falls into that category that just works for you, that just hits it for you?
Well, I would, so you say that, there are many authors that I like, but I was just thinking, I had read a book by of all people, Fred Rogers, who's Mr. Rogers, and I think I met you before. I like the things he says about individualizing and being successful.
Yeah. Well, the idea that we, as a society, need to hear about it, or we need help every once in a while, and we get these from books such as yours, and we get them from other books. I listen to books on tape. I happen to live on Long Island, which is home to what we call the world's largest parking lot, which is the Long Island Expressway, because at rush hour it is dead stop. And you're there. And what you have is you have radio, and thankfully for us, because people hear our shows, people tune into there. But when not listening to the radio, I'll listen to books on tape, and I'll listen to it. It's something that you can get from here to there, and you can get the same information that you read. What do you think about books on tape? Are you a fan of? Are you against?
Yeah, we used to. I like them. And I certainly, for that, I always got books on tape for dyslexic students, because, and then recommended them to friends in later years who have trouble seeing, because I think that keeps you alert. But for dyslexics, books on tape are very essential.
Yeah, it really is. What about back when you first started educating? Were books on tape a part of the subject? Were books on tape available?
Well, I got them very early for students in the Learning Center. Yes, they were part. We had them, and we would even send. It was part of a work at the college that I have a secretary send. If a book wasn't already on tape for students, then we'd send to book. We would send a recording for the blind and have them record a textbook so that all our students could have their textbooks on tape.
Yeah. How about your book? Can people get your book on tape?
You know, that's funny. I don't know. I didn't check on that. That's funny when I like them so well.
Yeah. Well, again, another reminder, we got a couple moments left with Dr. Phyllis Cole Costin, and she's the author of Celebration of Success. And we'll get back to you on whether you can get that on audio books. We call them book on tape. Obviously, there's no tapes anymore, right? It's books on, audio books. She's the author of Celebration of Success. Frank McKay here with the author / educator, and we've covered all the bases here, and you know, there's so much more to talk about. Are you prone to write a sequel next to this, a continuation of this, or are you looking in another direction as far as your next work?
Well, right now I'm working on a book on diaconal ministry. Diaconal ministry is part of the, you know, I'm a United Methodist minister, and diaconal ministry was a lay ministry in the church from 1976 to 1996, and that was a period, and then later they became permanent deacons, which was what I am. And I'm writing about this because I think it will be a period lost in our conference history if we don't do something about it, because the people who were diaconal ministers were lay people, very dedicated to service, but not wanting to be preachers.
Yeah, very, very interesting. We've got a minute and a half left. Give us your thoughts on that and maybe even how religion has changed or the education and the teaching of religion has changed since you started.
Well, how it has changed. I think today people are more willing to listen to a variety of views. I think that we're more open. We're not as rigid as at one time. And I do think that the ability to accept each other's views and not say you have to believe a certain way, but you can believe one way. And one of the things that I think is an outgrowth of one's faith is their action. In the book of James, the writer says, faith without works is dead. Now, that's a philosophy of mine. I think if you believe, if you have faith in God and you believe in doing works, you have to show, you have to give your faith to others, and you have to serve other people. And we're all called to not conform to the world, but to transform the world, which is part of Romans, and I think that's an important scripture.
Well, let me thank you once again for sharing your wisdom, and I hope to speak to you again real soon. Dr. Phyllis Cole Costin has been our very special guest. Thank you very much, Dr. Costin.
Thank you for this opportunity. Bye-bye.
Frank McKay signing off, our very special guest, part two with Dr. Phyllis Cole Costin. Please get her book, Celebration of Success. Frank McKay here signing off. We will see you next time on Breaking It Down.